The meeting between Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi has evoked a positive reaction in the disputed Kashmir region. The meeting in New Delhi came one day after Modi sworn in as India's new Prime Minister in a ceremony attended by most leaders from South Asia. Though all attended leaders held meeting with Narendra Modi, this was the one with Nawaz Sharif that grabbed the headlines, particularly in Kashmir.
Good initiative has been taken by the two governments of India and Pakistan.
The Sharif-Modi meeting discussed a wide range of issues to improve ties between the two countries. Reports, however, suggest the talks focused mainly on trade and economic relations and had little or nothing to do about Kashmir. This has left many hopeful Kashmiris asking for more.
It is high time that the leadership of both the countries take an initiative, take a strong step, political initiative, a bold step, involve the Kashmiris and address this problem once for all.
Others, however, believe that although the two prime ministers did not discuss Kashmir, yet they clearly ushered a new beginning in bilateral ties, which will eventually take the Kashmir issue forward.
Narendra Modi is considered to be a hardliner, so it was not expected that he would go so far in doing this. So if they have started doing something new and they have also agreed, which I say that is the takeaway of the bilateral meetings, that foreign secretaries will be meeting now. So I think an atmosphere has to be built between two countries where at a stage then they can obviously talk about Kashmir also.
War-weary Kashmir has lost more than 60,000 people, mostly civilians, in the last two decades of conflict and continues to be a reason for the decades of rivalry between two nuclear-armed neighboring enemies, India and Pakistan.
A large number of Kashmiris have pinned their hopes on Modi only because they believe he could give an appropriate reaction should the tensions on borders with Pakistan escalate. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.